also we saw the big firms like KT Kearney, Data Monitor, Frost and Sullivan and so forth writing reports that were 100, 120 pages. And clients were on short, concise, actionable type of reports or data. So when we started off, we decided to make our reports 30, 35, 40 for the maximum pages.
Yeah.
And so those are the two strategic pieces, concise reports, reports that were driven around data, content as a more supportive, written content as more supportive, but the data and the charts and the graphs was the actual report. And then the focus of our work has always been primarily focused on clients exactly what they need, which is the city data. So having the economic and financial recession or downturn, we're looking at different strategies to expand, further expand the Zagarda name. Thought that perhaps the best thing to do would be for the first time to externalize those kinds of ratings we've been doing. And we have a database that keep pretty strong and up-to-date running total of these changes in the cities. So yeah, so we have we're doing an assignment now for a client across the 9 countries across Eastern Europe. And that we're updating our cities there, and then the Asia Pacific. So it's pretty soon we'll be doing another 100 or so cities from Asia Pacific, EMEA. That'll give us our sense of a complete city. So yeah, so I think that the driver behind the city phenomenon is really it hit at the heart of what clients want. And these seeking to establish a captive or make a decision on deploying capital or contracting a supplier that's based geographically in a region that they prefer. Yeah, so I think the city, at all you would find in Brazil, the capacity of a city, the human capital of a city, the infrastructure of a city, yield different from across the cities could be not so far apart, but 8 city yields a different kind of capacity.
Mm.
So culturally, if you in Mexico, you can go to Guadalajara and different parts of Mexico, and you have a very different kind of cultural dynamic in terms of the demographic and the density of that city to deliver customer care, BPO or IT to the U.S. And then also from city to city, you also have a very different resonance, a different practice of unions, especially when it comes to bargaining chip as it relates to wages. So some cities have a very very, others mild and others are very weak, and that has a lot to do with wage situation.